Hey, everybody. It's your weekly Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team, where we help you understand your HVAC system with today's show called How to Choose the Right HVAC Contractor Before Winter. Remember to check out our other podcasts at coolducks.com at the end of the show. Now, let's get started with money-saving HVAC tips. Y'all, I got some sobering news for you. 3 out of 4 homeowners get burned by their HVAC contractor choice. And I'm talking burned worse than biscuits left in a hot oven. We're talking thousands of dollars in repairs and replacements that could have been avoided. But today, I'm going to show you exactly how to pick the right contractor every single time. And trust me, it's easier than finding sweet tea at a church supper. First thing first, and this is non-negotiable, like grits at breakfast, never hire anybody without seeing their current license number and liability insurance certificate. Now, I don't mean some crumpled up piece of paper they found in their glove compartment. I'm talking about the real deal. Take that license number and call your state's licensing board. Takes about 2 minutes, saves you thousands. If any contractor starts making excuses about paperwork coming later, that's a red flag bigger than the one at a NASCAR race. Now here's where most folks mess up. You gotta get multiple detailed quotes, and I mean detailed like your mama's grocery list. These estimates need to show specific equipment models, part numbers, the whole 9 yards. Any honest contractor worth his salt will provide manufacturer warranty information up front without you having to ask twice. And listen, if some smooth-talking fella shows up at your door with a today-only special, send him packing faster than you would a raccoon in your garbage can. Here's the real secret sauce, though. Check recent local references, and I'm talking about customers from the past 6 months right there in your neighborhood. Don't just settle for phone numbers. Drive by their houses, knock on doors if you can. Online reviews are fine and dandy, but nothing beats looking someone in the eye and asking how their experience really went. Let me tell you about my neighbor's expensive lesson. He hired the cheapest bidder last winter, thought he was clever, saving $800. Well, that unit failed after 3 months, and wouldn't you know it, that contractor vanished like morning dew. Poor guy ended up paying $2,400 more for a complete reinstallation by a licensed professional. Choosing the right HVAC contractor means thinking long term, not just what saves you money today. Before you call anybody, create yourself a simple checklist. License verified, insurance confirmed, 3 local references contacted. Use this system and you'll never get burned. This has been the Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team. Stay safe and comfortable.